So we're trying our best to clean it up, and it gets put under the tree. And my brother comes down, and the first thing he says is, "How did mud get on my tires of my new bicycle?" And I remember I had decided I had a story. And I said, sometimes, you know, I said, look, Santa Claus had to take the bike out of the sleigh, down from the roof, roll it into the house. It probably got mud on it when he rolled it across our yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, oh, okay. He was okay then. But it was like, somebody rode my, Goldilocks, somebody's been sleeping in my, you know, who rode my bike? Now, he wanted to think nobody had sat on that bike. And other than that, I don't remember any gifts in particular. I do remember a little Elvis guitar, plastic guitar. And, of course, we know that led to my great guitar playing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I don't play anything.
Oh.
And then, did you guys remember any particular like morning or in Dan's case, coming home from dinner where, well, you were stunned and shocked that you got something? I mean, you just didn't expect it because we didn't have any money.
Man, I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, I mean, I there are pictures of us holding certain toys. So I just from
and
that.
That's really the only memory I have is from those pictures. Same thing.
Right.
Pictures of me with something. I go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Oh, I got an electric guitar with an amp, a little amp.
See, you know what? See, that's what started and fed this fantastic career as a bass player in a band. It started right there.
There was one Nintendo game I can vividly remember. Just obsessing over, knowing that was on the list and knowing I was probably going to get it. And, it was Blades of Steel. It was a hockey game. It was the first hockey game that
you
had fighting.
You know you're going to get it?
Pretty much, yeah. I think I was maybe at that age where you knew some of the things you were going
to
get.
Well, 1 year, I found my stuff. You know, they hide it.
Yes,
people used to do a lot of layaway. They go Christmas Eve, lay away, and they pick it up. The other thing they did, they hide it somewhere. And 1 year, I found the stuff because I set out to find it. I'm tearing that house apart. And it's not a very big house, a little bitty house. And I find where my mom had tried to hide stuff behind some coats or something. So I opened them up. Taped them back together. And then Christmas morning, oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You act real surprised. They probably knew.
Mine was in, I think, my mom's car 1 year. Either the trunk or back seat.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good place to hide.
Buick Skyhawk or Skylark, one of the two.
I think they had both. There was both. There was a Skylark and a Skyhawk.
I can't remember which one it was. It was brown. I still remember the color of the car.
They were ugly, that's all.
Yes, they were very ugly.
So I have time very quickly. I can tell you, Jose will be in after the 4 o'clock news, by the way, just in case you have any TV questions or tablets or whatever, telephones. I do think my favorite story at Christmas actually comes from my dad. And I've told you the story before. It's a true story. They were beyond poor, but lots of people were because of the Depression. I mean, it wasn't like they're the only poor people. And he tells me he was, I believe, 18 when they finally were able to like be the last family in the neighborhood to get electricity. And getting electricity meant there was a cable that ran to the house, and the house had two rooms. That's it. 5 kids, 2 rooms. And a cord, an electrical cord, came down from the ceiling, and it had like 8 plug-in places on it, just a giant extension cord. And anything in the house that was electric, it looked like the Maypole, where kids are dancing, holding a... They were just cords. The iron and the toe, whatever, coming from this one receptacle hanging in the ceiling. There was no in-the-wall circuitry or anything. So he says, you have to understand that my parents went to church all the time, and my grandmother, especially my dad's mother, very, very devout. She was religious, never missed a church, a Sunday in church. So the church had a thing where you give toys for poor kids. And my dad said his mom insisted, even though they had next to nothing, they give to people worse off. So my dad gave up. He said the toy he played with the least was a wooden tractor, a wooden wheels. It's a tractor. So he gives it to the church. Christmas Eve, the church members go to all the poor homes. And they came and knocked on my dad's, their door, where my dad lived. and gave them a gift because they knew they were poor. It was his tractor. He got it back because they didn't know what gifts came from what person, so they just piled them up and then they wrapped them. He said, they gave me back my tractor that I didn't even want, that I gave to the poor, because they were on the list of families to go help. I just think that's hilarious, because I could see him as a kid so excited. Oh, my goodness. You don't know it's because you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that it should be embarrassing because you're a kid. Sure, it was embarrassing for my dad's dad and then his mom that, oh, my goodness, we're on their list of needy people to help. And then you tear into the package, and it's the same old tractor, the one you didn't even care enough about, so you gave it away. Oh, my goodness, I think that's hilarious.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. As you fire up the barbecue and enjoy your time off, just remember those Americans who sacrificed for us on the front lines, defending our way of life. The United States military. To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service and say thank you. A Memorial Day weekend message from the Cutis family at Cutis Funeral Home. Earning your trust for over 100 years.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Eon the Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. I just have one thing. I saw this. It kind of goes along with what we were talking about earlier with Christmas. There is a new thing this year you can buy. It's a, you know, nativity sets are popular around Christmas time.
Well, unfortunately, they're becoming less and less, well, in government public places, but yes.
So this is at modernnativity.com. It is the hipster nativity set. It has Mary and Joseph.
And they're both guys?
No.
Okay. Well, it would surprise me.
I know.
Man and a woman.
There's a nativity scene out there like that.
Yeah. Man and a woman. Joseph is wearing like a denim shirt and mm-hmm. some khakis.
Mm-hmm.
Mary has like a off-shoulder shirt, and she's giving the peace sign while giving a duck face and holding a cup of Starbucks while Joseph is doing a selfie of all three of them. They're both huddled around baby Jesus. And Mary, so this is the all the wise men are riding Segways. They're dressed up in different hipster outfits. One has like a beanie cap on, another
has.
Well,
I guess the point is, if Jesus were born
modern day,
today,
yes.
today. This is what the manger scene would look
so
like.
So all three wise men are on Segways. They're all carrying Amazon boxes. And they all have different hipster type of dress on. One guy has a scarf on with a T-shirt, of course. Then there's a cow, but stamped on the side of the cow with the brand, it says 100% organic, and the cow is eating out of gluten-free feed.
You know what? That's actually funny. I thought at first it was going to be sacrilegious.
No, it's just modern day. Yeah, the sheep is wearing a Christmas, ugly Christmas sweater. You know, those are popular now.
Yeah, funny.
And then, I don't know, I guess the shepherd is using like an iPad. He has earphones in, and he's messing around with that. So that you can actually buy this. This is $129.99.
Where do you get it?
It's on modernnativity.com. It's the modern day nativity set. That would happen today if baby Jesus was born. You would have Mary and Joseph in the background taking a selfie while giving the peace sign and the duck face.
Except, weren't they supposed to be poor?
That doesn't necessarily mean anything nowadays.
I guess you can still have
a smartphone.
You can have a government phone.
Yeah.
You can have a Straight Talk or something like that through our Cricket or something like
that. Yeah, any cheap phone nowadays takes pictures and gets on the internet. You can get a $20 phone that does that. So no, that was it.
Dan, anything?
No, I have nothing.
Let's close it up. Work segment's officially closed. If there's anything on your mind, this would be a good time to call. Here we go. For most cell phones, it's *KTRS. From other phones or cell phones where that doesn't work, it would be 314-969-KTRS, and then there's 888-550-KTRS. And as usual, we don't care what you want to talk about. You can just call, just to be calling if you want to, just to say, you know, happy Thanksgiving. That's okay. Peon was nice enough to give me this printout about Cracker Barrel, my favorite regular average person restaurant in the world. I haven't eaten all over the world. I've never been to Europe, but Cracker Barrel to me, and a lot of it is because I was raised in the South, is the closest thing to being 10 years old and going to dinner that I can find in this country. But check this out. This Thursday, they will feed and serve. They'll serve 460,000 pounds of turkey. That would feed a family of four for 57 years.
Oh my
goodness. 333,000 pounds of gravy. That would fill two average swimming pools. The funny thing about that is you cannot help but in your mind visualize swimming pool full of gravy. That's a weird sight. 77,000 pounds of cranberry relish, 1.2 million pieces of pie, and they'll serve 1.5 million people at Cracker Barrel just on Thursday. That is the equivalent of feeding the entire city of Philadelphia.
Ooh. Yeah, Cracker I had Barrel, no idea that, because I saw somebody else asking either on a message board or something online, where are places to go for out to eat for Thanksgiving.
And most places are closed.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of restaurants that are open, though, and they have, they also have buffets. You can go to, I don't know, is it Golden Corral or Old Country
See, I think
Buffet
it would,
or something
for
like
most
that?
Restaurants, it'd be smart to be open because not everybody has somebody that cooks.
Oh, right.
And they're going over to Grandma's house and all that stuff. That's not everybody.
That's like on the movie A Christmas Story when they have to go out to eat on Christmas. They had to find, it was a Chinese place that was open because most everywhere, yeah.
I mean, I can talk to a couple of people here. Let's talk to Patty. Hello, Patty. How are you?
Hold on.
Patty?
No, that's my problem here. Hold on.
Patty, that was Peon's problem.
Sorry. Is that better?
It's not your problem. It was Peon's problem. That's fine. How are you?
I'm great. You guys are hysterical today.
Well.
So, I have to call and say that I was really bad the year I found out that there was no...
Don't say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
Don't say it.
And I was around 7, and I was so mad, I immediately went to my 2 younger brothers and told them. And then I got punished.
Oh, my goodness, you were horrible.
Oh, you were like, if it's ruined, I'm going to ruin
it.
I'm
going to
burn this place down.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
I know. Isn't that brutal? I feel bad for today.
No.
But not that bad. A great place to go for Thanksgiving dinner is the Lunt Mansion Restaurant.
Okay. She probably works there. Free play.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. My cousin,
I believe
my aunt and uncle used to own it, and now my cousins own it. And we try not to go very often because we don't want to ruin their Thanksgiving by cooking all day. But I'll tell you what, a couple of years ago, my husband and I were the very last couple to eat, and the food was just as good as if I could have been the first couple that ate.
Well,
That's how good their food is.
I've never been to that place.
They do that all fried chicken on Sundays, family style.
Yeah.
And they do that on Thanksgiving as well.
Okay. If they want any more commercial time, they can pay for it. Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome. You. See you guys. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Greg, how you doing, Greg?
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. I'm Eamon P.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I live over in Hoyleton, Illinois, about 50 miles east of St. Louis. And Centralia, Illinois, they have their annual Halloween parade. And they set a fire out of, you know, who's going to be in the parade and everything. And do you remember that in 1986 that you were the parade marshal?
I was the grand marshal, yes.
Yeah, you remember that?
I remember that I was there and I was the grand marshal. I don't remember anything else. I don't remember any specifics about it.
Yeah, no, it's their annual Halloween parade. And I was looking through the flyer and saw that you were there in 1986. So.
Yeah, you know, and you'll always notice what you'll notice, Greg, is you never see that I'm invited back anywhere for a second time.
Yeah, what's
there's
that
a lot
about?
Of the, there's a lot of those. Remember that one time that you were in Mulberry Grove High School? Remember that one time? And it's funny, it only happened once. And then it was, I'm sure they said, let's see if we can find where Smash is or something. Yeah. But yes, I do remember that. I remember that I was there, that I was invited, but I have real trouble with specifics, like what I rode in or whatever. But I remember they were nice. People were very nice to me.
Yeah, but that's crazy. That's my son was born in 1986.
Yeah, we don't need to go into how old I am. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And then I went and came to John Lombos Open House a summer or two before I met you and Dan and that. And I got a free set of ball tickets for that Monday night.
See,
for the
that's how nice we are.
That's right.
You
so you guys have a good Thanksgiving, but
you
I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, thank you, Greg. So Greg essentially called to let people know how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
And even back in 80, whatever. Fred is next. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Frank. Aim in the pen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have something I would like to ask you to do and ask your listeners to be extra nice to those people working on Thanksgiving. It's a day not everybody wants to work, but they have no choice. So if you could put that
That's
out there, I'd appreciate it.
That is a great point, I think.
And also, I understand a member of your staff has restaurant experience, and if he could tell me, does Sambo's, are they open on Thanksgiving?
Sambo's?
Hey, Dan,
yeah. Sambo's, yes, used to be open on Thanksgiving.
Did you work it?
I did. I had to work Thanksgiving.
I got to tell you something. I used to work on Thanksgiving sometimes, and I would work Christmas. But I was young, and I loved it because it was time and a half or double time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get enough of it. I'd go, if anybody's on vacation, I'll work. I loved it.
Yeah,
radio
I worked all the
too.
Holidays.
not everybody likes it.
Some people are parents and they have kids and they still have to work. Yeah. And those are the people I feel bad for.
Yeah, so anyway, if your listeners are out there and to see some, just say thanks or throw an extra couple bucks on the table.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Thanks, Frank. Bye.
I think he's got a great point. Yeah. If you go to any business Thanksgiving, just say, hey, thank you so much. I realize it's Thanksgiving Day. Thank goodness for people like you are working today. And look at the people that stand behind the counter selling candy bars or whatever at the gas stations, those convenience things. They're working. Nurses are working. A lot of doctors are working. Cops are working.
Yes.
EMTs, the first responders, they're all working.
Well, apparently there's a lot of stores that are going to be open, too. So.
And that's what I was going to say. It's a bummer to hear that because you heard the Mall of America and some malls were going, you know what, we're scaling back. We're not going to
I think it's stupid.
Open until Friday morning.
It's greed.
A lot of them are still staying.
It's just greed.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to open at 5 a.m.? Let's open the day before. Just pure greed.
Yeah.
Look, if John Landoff wanted to be open every Sunday or any car deal, they could make a lot more money, I think. Maybe not. Maybe by not being on Sunday, those people who are going to buy, if they don't buy Sunday, they'll buy the other day, Saturday, Friday, whatever. Nick is up. Nick, how are you?
Hey, hello, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Nick. I'd like to start by saying I like the way you talk.
Well, I'm actually in a tractor.
I'm
on a headset. So. Oh. Hey, I just, you were talking about restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving. We live in a little county up here in Illinois. And there's two restaurants that I know of that are open on Thanksgiving, but it's no charge. You come and you eat, and you just, if you want to pay, you pay.
Wow.
If not, you're not.
How many do people take advantage of that, do you think?
Yes. There's, people do, and they're not looked down on, it's just a good time.
No, I mean, do you think people abuse it? People who can afford to eat? You know, good.
They put a jar up. If you want to pay some, you do. And people, they come out ahead because I know the people personally. And it's great. It's absolutely great.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Frank. Take care.
Yeah. When I hear myself on talking to phone these people, something weird going on. Let me talk to Steve. Steve, how's it going? Steve.
Hello. Actually, I caught about two different things. Number one, I worked for a delivery service for years and years and years, and we do medical delivery, and we never got a day off because if someone needed blood at 3 o'clock in the morning, it didn't make any difference. If it was a police officer or a homeless person, we had to pick up blood for the Red Cross on Christmas and Thanksgiving and deliver it. And that's one thing which people don't know about delivery service. A lot of them don't have days off.
That's a good point.
Right.
Good to know.
And we're never looked at as the unsung hero. But what I mainly caught about was you said that the Virgin Mary was poor. Well, I cheated and looked.
No, I didn't say the Virgin Mary. I said I thought they were poor, Mary and Joseph. I thought they were poor.
Well, I looked up the Virgin Mary on Google. I did cheat, and it says that she was not rich or poor. That they came from a middle income family, so they were middle income.
Well, that settles it.
Wow.
If it's on the internet, it has to be.
Absolutely.
The internet
never, ever have a lie on it. There's no way in the world the internet could not be accurate. So you have a good day and a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Steve. Thank you. That settles it.
Yep.
Internet. Guy, or in France, Guy. Hello, Guy. How are you? Guy? Guy, this is where you speak. Whoa, Guy.
Hey, Guy.
Where is that guy? Where is that guy? Where did that guy go? Guy? I get no guy. All right, we go to Joe. Joe, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Frank?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
I was just going to say, but Guy, is this thing on? Hey, is this thing on?
It's on for you.
Hey, listen, I work for a big airline here out of St. Louis, too, and I've noticed that Thanksgiving is just another day where, I don't know if you remember in the holidays, nobody used to fly. Now everybody flies.
Yeah, I don't get it. I would think by then you'd be where you're going to be, not flying on a holiday.
No, everybody is, it's amazing. It's just like a normal day. We have a normal schedule, and like you said, the delivery guys come, everything, it's amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
I'll tell you, I know this is weird, but I think that every every business if it's possible. Meaning, you can't shut down the hospital. Okay, I get that. But other businesses, it almost ought to be mandatory. The Thanksgiving Day, I don't care if you're not religious, you're an atheist. It's for other people. It's for people that work for you who like to see their families. I just think that Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day should be a big deal to everybody and should be the opportunity for everybody to get together that hadn't seen anybody for a while, with the exception, you know, the hospital people and the cops. But when you take that job, you know that. You know that's a job where, well, we're shutting down, it's Christmas. No, you can't do that. You've never really worked anywhere. What have you done before this?
I had a few jobs. Sure, I probably had 5 or 6 jobs over the course of my life. But I don't think one where I ever had to work Thanksgiving or...
I have to tell this story real quickly. We just finished this election, this big election. And in 1972, I was working at the short time that I left town, I left for basic training for the Army. So because of that, when I got out, I was stuck around for a while. And I worked at a little nothing dump station owned by a really nice guy, Curtis Sigmund. He owned an AM station and FM station. So it was just privately owned one guy. And I remember election day, because I was a newsman. I know this seems hilarious. I was the news director. Because I needed a job so badly that I took that. And I know one thing about the news. But I came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was my shift till 2. And did the news. Well, election day, he said, can you stay over and pick up at 3 o'clock and go on the FM station and read results? So I said, sure. So I worked 6 a.m. to midnight. Went home, lived half an hour away, slept 3 hours, came back and went back on my regular shift the next day, 6 to 2. I'm not making any of this up. Mr. Sigmund, and when I tell this story, if he has relatives around or if this gets back to him, this is not in any way meant to be bad. It's just who he was. He called me in his office as I'm finishing up the second day. Now, this is after a 6 a.m. to midnight day, 3 hours sleep. Back for 6 a.m. to 2. He called me in his office, and he hands me an envelope. And he says, I want you to know that what you just did didn't go unnoticed. Good work. In it was a check for $10. And that's when I knew.
Wow.
This business, there's something wrong here. But he handed it to me like, he had given me $1,000. And to him, because he didn't do that. That guy, he was not a guy to throw out a lot of compliments or anything. $10. I called my wife. I said, we're out of here. we are out of here. This is unbelievable to me. I almost wanted to say, really? Why don't you just keep it? I mean, it'd be about the same. But he was such a nice guy. I really liked him.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Have you looked at your pay stub recently? If your employer isn't taking out taxes and other benefits, you may be a misclassified worker, missing out on many benefits, including unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, overtime pay, and many more. Report possible worker misclassification at labor.mo.gov/off-the-books today. Sponsored by the Missouri Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've heard me talk about Window World for at least 15 years. You've heard me talk about how great of a price they are, the original $189 window guys. You've heard me talk about how great the windows are. They come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. You also heard me talk about Window World when it comes to customer satisfaction. Well, now they've just been ranked Window World highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors in a J.D. Power study. So you have independent verification that Window World is the best. So this spring, if you're looking for windows or replacement doors or siding, it's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. St. Louis company through and through, and we've watched them grow throughout the years, but that same commitment to customer service is still there. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or, of course, always online at windowworld.com.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122, because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Sober.
Let me go home.
Let him go home.
Let me go home and start over.
We're talking, of course, about Mike Evans, who's in Southern California, the Coachella Valley, to be specific. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Gift cards must be a great idea because they sell thousands of them every year. So remember that when you get to that person where you just, you don't know what to do. Here's what to do. Gift card, Annie Gunn's, and or the Smokehouse in Chesterfield Valley. And now, here is from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm sorry, I forgot. Not the Coachella Valley. He's in town. Run for your lives. Mike Evans.
Yep. Lock up your daughters, homie.
Lock up your daughters. Oh,
man. You're chilling here, homie. What's up with that?
What?
Yeah. Chilly.
Oh, this is nice. It's nice. There can be a foot and a half of snow on the ground. You're lucky. You lucked out. Easy 50 winter.
50 degrees is cold. 45 degrees is cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
yeah, when you're used to 85. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Pian, I have this echo again. What is that? Like I'm in a barrel. What is that about?
He's on a cell phone today, so I just had to crank him up pretty loud.
Okay. All right. So you're at your daughter's house, I'm guessing.
In Chesterfield, is that better?
That's fine. We got you. That's okay. Good.
Here's your pop quiz question. Janelle Bungeon. Why did you hesitate with that?
What did you call her? What's her first name?
Giselle.
Okay. Maybe he didn't recognize it. It sounded like you said Janelle Bungeon. But...
And Tom Brady are probably America's couple, you know. However.
And there's always a hell of a life.
During his first game as a New England Patriot, who did Tom Brady bring to the game and leave after the game with as his date? Kate Moss.
Ooh, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Or Tara Reid. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, after being broken up for a month, Jamie Foxx has begged Katie Holmes to take him back.
Oh, I sure hope he does.
Yeah, well, they're back
she does.
It's a beautiful thing.
Right? I was hoping those kids would make it.
Some states are better for lovers than others. Here are the top five states with the fewest percentages of divorce and the five states with the highest percentage of divorce. Are you ready?
Ready.
Lowest rate of divorce. Number five, Delaware. Number four, New Jersey. Number three, Rhode Island. Number two, Wisconsin. And the lowest rate of divorce, Hawaii.
I don't doubt that. It's paradise.
Yeah. Worst place to be married with the highest divorce. Number 5, Alaska. Number 4, Arkansas. Number 3, Nevada. Number 2, Wyoming. Worst place to be married. Number 1, Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's no surprise to anybody.
Obama exclusive. The Obamas have repeat purchased 3 homes, 1 in Washington, D.C., a 9-bedroom mansion in the Diplomat area, another house in the Thunderbird Heights or Rancho Mirage, not far from where I live, and another house in Kailua, Oahu, about 15 blocks from my old stomping grounds. Those are the 3 houses they'll be living at after he leaves the White House.
Well, at least they're not dead broke like the Clintons were.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the Clintons were broke.
Yeah, dead broke, according to her.
The Trump exclusive, Melania, and Young Barron are going to stay in New York while he finishes school. I don't know if it's the rest of the school year or 3 more years. This sounds a little weird. New York Post headline above the story that President-elect Trump is back on his Twitter account more than ever. Post headline screams, Commander in tweet.
They've done better.
Yeah, they've done better. Date in history, November 21st, 1939. The world was shocked when the movie Frankenstein with Boris Karloff was released.
I'm telling you, I saw it as a kid. It scared me to death.
Yeah.
It was very scary.
Birthdays today, Goldie Hawn, 71.
71?
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Marlo Thomas, 73.
Ooh, man,
we're so old.
Yeah.
Did you like Marlo Thomas?
Yeah. What's not to like? And she's carrying on the good works of her daddy with St. Jude.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
And there was a meeting between Trump and all of the news networks, the anchors and the executives of the networks. They wanted to find out what kind of schedule he was going to keep as far as media being able to get to talk to him during his presidency. Instead, he just called all of them a bunch of liars, how ridiculous it was, how some of the anchors started crying when Hillary lost, and basically just threw him out of his office and said, well, you wouldn't talk to him at all.
Oh, man.
That's going to be fun. And finally. Oh. Who was Tom Brady's big first date when he first did his first game as a New England Patriot? Kate Moss, Reese Witherspoon, Paris Hilton, or Tara Reid?
Oh, so there, any one would have been fine.
Yeah, I'll go Kate Moss.
Paris Hilton.
Hmm. The other one. Who? Give me the choices again. Right?
Kate Moss, Reese Witherspoon, Tara Reid.
Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon.
Let's say it again.
Witherspoon.
You're all wrong. Tara Reid.
No. It's a great connection.
And you can hear my family just talking, just making a bunch of noise, just talking over each other.
No, we just hear kind of a garbled transmission. Does your daughter have a landline for next time?
She doesn't have a landline, I don't think.
Okay.
I'll find out, though, and let you know.
Okay.
Have a great day. I think I might go have a little dessert over at Annie Gunn's tonight.
I think you should. You can't because it's Monday.
Yeah, they're closed.
They're closed on Monday.
Okay, Mike Evans.
Yeah. No, he doesn't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
If he can't have what he wants, he's not going to play. He's going to go home. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn. Of course he should go there. It's his sponsor, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. And it's a good reminder that they are closed, both of them, on Mondays, with only a couple of exceptions. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands of them every year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, Family Dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now to get tickets as St. Louis FC returns home to battle Toronto FC 2 on Friday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. After the floods forced them on the road for over a month, it's time to pack the house and reopen Worldwide Technology Soccer Park in Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, then you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345R. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that gets the grass. If you want to mow well in the higher gear, see a John Deere dealer, nothing runs like a deer.
Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney, June 9th at Normandy Golf Course, will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors, and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw-Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to KTRS.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open, to benefit our veterans, is presented in part by Altair Travel, Ballast Point Brewery, Outdoor Living, and JDL Financial.
You've heard of baseball.
Love it.
You've heard of 360 IRA.
Hey, wait a minute. A 360 ERA is a terrible number for a pitcher.
No, not ERA. IRA, as in 360 IRA. You know, the people who remind you that living without thinking of what's going to happen when you retire would be more than a swing and a miss, because what are you going to do when you reach retirement age and have no money? Even if you think you're doing fine with investments, it's a good idea to get and understand your personal risk score by going to 360riskreport.com.
And get my ERA average?
IRA, as in 360 IRA. While at 360riskreport.com, you'll answer 11 different questions and get your free personalized risk score. You can also call Jeremy North at 844-4360-IRA.
That's 844-4360-ERA.
No, 844-4360-IRA. Hit the home run of your life with St. Louis's trusted investment advisory firm.
360-IRA.
You got it.
Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Family owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Now at Cece's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. Joining the original, topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at Cece's. Prices may vary.
Taco Bell breakfast crunch wraps are loaded with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown. So if you had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast.
Are you looking for extra savings this spring? Turn to your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. You'll save with free checking that includes free bill pay, free e-deposit, and e-statements, plus free online and mobile access. Of course, with all of this is no minimum balance. So why pay monthly checking fees when you can get it all for free at American Eagle Credit Union? American Eagle Credit Union has branches throughout the entire St. Louis metropolitan area. So stop in. American Eagle Credit Union. Visit them at ameaglecu.org.
Member eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA. Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Hi, I'm Sarah for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. When people ask me, I tell them I love Dobbs because they're really one-stop shops for service done right the first time. When you need tires and auto service, come to the most convenient one-stop shops in town, Dobbs.
Drive safe and save. Now at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, all tires, all brands are all on sale. Get the best tire brands at the best prices in town. Plus, extra savings with select manufacturer rebates too. The all tires, all brands, all on sale event now at Dobbs.
There's only one place where a group of friends is transformed into a section of cheering, where bonds are strengthened over 12-inch dogs and 16-ounce toasts. There's only one party where you can take selfies with friends while exchanging high fives with strangers, where towels are used for waving and caps are worn for rallying. There's only one reason to go crazy on a Tuesday night or a Sunday afternoon. There's only one Cardinals baseball. The Cards host the Phillies the weekend of June 9th through 11th. Get your tickets today at Cardinals.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The Ritz kickoff to summer weekend is almost here. June 9th, 10th, and 11th, when the Cardinals take on the Phillies. The weekend is loaded with great giveaways, and it begins Friday with the Orlando Cepeda bobblehead, presented by AAA Missouri. Saturday is the adult all-over print shirt. Sunday is the Rawlings Kids baseball glove, a Six Flags Day, and a Family Attractions card giveaway. June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Eureka, Webster Groves, Hope Allen, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.